application for Kimberly Jenkins, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y, J-A-N-K-E-A-I-N-S. Kimberly Jenkins, date of birth 6/1/1972, date of accident is 10/23/2025, and date of service is 1/5/2026. The patient presents with a ongoing severe pain in the neck, upper back, middle back, lower back, shooting pain to the left, to the right leg posteriorly in a S1 epidermatum fashion, and to the left buttock and upper thigh posteriorly. Numbness and tingling of all the fingers of right and the left hand. Motor weakness of the left arm reported. The patient has seen Dr. Rodnick, who is the chiropractic person providing services. And she has extreme severe stiffness in the lower back and in the upper back area. She is requesting injections for relief. Very painful neck area, cannot sleep. She has a constant sciatica. This is all is a result of the automobile accident when she was a restaurant driver and was rear-ended on 10/23/2025 in a motor vehicular accident. The MRIs have been found positive with the disc bulge at L3-4, L4-5, disc herniation of L5-S1, for which epidural injections are going to be provided. He has a bulging disc at C5-6 and a herniated disc at C6-7, for which two epidural injections will be provided. The patient joint involvement bilaterally, and they will be required one or two injections. Patient has received three sets of trigger point injection, but she still has a lot of spasm. The patient report that these pains are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she is unable to do any housework. ADLs are affected 10. Patient report 30% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the records for the ADL, for system review, for the additional issues, substance abuse, current pain medications, and compliance history. The patient works at a bank as a bank teller and is able to carry out her job. The physical examination, blood pressure is 142 over 103, pulse 98, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will come from the same, from the previous visit, which is dated 12/15/2025, dictation number 1215-028, with the addition that there is a severe muscle spasm in the bilateral trapezius muscles involving bilateral cervical fibers as well as thoracic upper and middle fibers and with multiple trigger points. There is a paravertebral muscle spasm. It's from T2 to L5 bilaterally severe 2 plus hypertonicity. Rest of the exam will remain the same. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy at the affected areas 3 times a week. Continue chiropractic treatment, physical therapy. Patient is allowed to work on a restriction with 7 hours, 6 days, 0 pound lifting limit. Medications are provided, which is Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Inflexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Proteinex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided, 30 tablets for pain relief, PRN. Zoloft 50 milligram is provided twice a day for mood and anxiety and panic. Lyrica is provided for pain relief and nerve pain. Medigestic is provided for headache relief. Maps were reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance. Patient is being provided with an injection to the trapezius muscle bilaterally at 6 locations with 3 cc's of dexamethasone and morphine being injected. The procedure was done successfully, entire needle was withdrawn, and bandages were applied. Patient reported relief. He is in addition provided with Imitrex tablets, which is 100 mg daily for prevention of headaches. Migranol is provided for a nasal spray for further help with the severe headaches. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time, and her epidural injection is being scheduled. Thank you. Kimberly Jenkins also provided a new urine drug screen sample. Thank you.